Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Lovely to see you, Phil.
Now, Rick, listen, missed out last week. I didn't get up here. Too busy.
Too busy. Well, a man of your, you know, retirement and jobs to do and things to.
Oh, it's all happening.
Now, have you settled down at all? Because I guess the excitement of the AFL draft has had you up day and night.
Was that boring or what? They made a mountain out of a molehill, didn't they? With that.
Well,
no one went anywhere really.
Well,
I mean,
they didn't. And what amazes me is that the same thing's going to happen about, you know, the draft as well as the trade. And what's it really mean? You know, I mean, we've discussed on our previous programs about there's more guesstimate than accuracy about who you pick.
Well, and this Horn Francis, which is Fabian Francis' stepson, did you know that?
Actually, funnily enough, I did, yes. Yeah.
He'd want to be something special because North Melbourne offered so much for him to get that first pick so that they can get him. He'd want to be something special because you look at Lukosius and Rankin and these guys. I mean, they were second and third, I think. But really.
Well, I mean, the ones you've mentioned, they're reasonable players, but they didn't set the world on fire. And there's no guarantee. I mean, back in my career in sport and PE, you saw lots of...
hardly a career.
There were lots of kids you saw with huge amounts of seeming talent. Mm-hmm. And where did they finish up going? Nowhere, basically.
Exactly right.
So, I mean, it's good to see the Crows getting such a good deal.
No. Well, their 39-game rebuild is right on target.
Is that right on target.
Yeah, I've just read it in the paper. It's right on track. That's just where they want to be.
Is that straight 15th. Out of the horse's mouth?
15th this year.
15th. Well,
and I don't think I'll be any better than next year.
Well, I don't either. So that means at the rate of progress, they'll get to the top in about, 2090 or something?
39-game rebuild is on track.
They might even lose some players before 2090 as well.
Well, they will, because Sloaney won't be there for too many more. I mean, he's just about finished.
Oh, I've heard that they've got a brand new, highly designed wheelchair that works really well on green grass.
And Tarley is gone. Lynch is gone.
Yep.
So, I can't see them improving much this year. And maybe I think they're going to take a few more years, that's for sure. And that's if they can hold them all.
What staggers me is that so much emphasis is put upon trade and draft seasons or weeks or whatever you want to call them. And just imagine the amount of money that some of these blokes are getting paid for clubs to pick talent scouts. Yeah. And yet, more often than not, it boils down to very little.
I know. You just got, it's the luck of the draw, basically, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I never really heard of Rosie and Butters and these guys, where'd they come from? I mean, they weren't top picks.
But the other thing, and we again have mentioned him before, but the classic example is Westhoff. Now, he was picked number 70 or 80 or whatever, and he finishes up playing
280
games. So it doesn't...
squat.
Exactly. When you're a 17 or 18-year-old, just because you can kick a ball then in the under-19s or something, doesn't mean a great deal.
Mm.
Anyway, that's enough. Yep. I reckon I've actually said and written about it that the draft and the trade is incredibly overrated.
Oh, I agree. It was so boring.
Yeah.
I mean, they had it on Fox every night and they really were just stumbling around to try and
fill
make
in the
it.
Space. Oh. Anyway, enough of that. What is important, though, is that at least there has been a highlight established in the last week or so, and that's the start of the Barossa and Light Cricket Association. And it was a great first round.
I can't believe you were just telling me before the show what had happened. I still can't believe it, Rick.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be umpiring at... I've been around cricket a long time, and I honestly have never, ever witnessed, either as a player, as a spectator, or as a coach, what I saw at Malalara Oval on Saturday. Now, many of our listeners don't even come from this area, but it is worthy, I think, of highlighting briefly, and I'll promise to try and be that, that on day one, that Greenock made a total of, 178.
Yep.
Which, for day one season opener, is not a bad score.
Yep.
Now, day two, and their innings finished, they were dismissed within three overs of stumps, so it was stumps. Malalara going to bat, and they lost an early wicket. They were one for one, but then they... It was a slow but sure. 178 is very gettable in a full day's play. 75.
75. Yeah,
right,
easy.
Right. No problem. That's right. Not a problem. So anyway, after the early loss, they've got to two for Jake Birchmore was out when the score was 58. All right? Still. And then Goody was out at 78. Three for
probably
78.
Probably back him from there.
Well, three for 78 chasing 178 is... It's still absolutely okay.
Yep.
Then what actually was the start of the most, it was almost like a dream. Dave Crawes, who had batted very steadily, 115 balls for his 39, was out at the score of 85, four for 85.
Still.
Absolutely cruising. You ready?
Yep.
So what happens then is that it's, 5 for 85, 6 for 85, 7 for 85, 8 for 85, 9 for 85, all out 85.
Oh, no. Somebody could get an edge there.
The amazing thing is that...
can't believe it.
It all started when Matt Birchmore, brother of, he was out LBW sweeper.
Probably not one LB. Shonky decision.
I will tell you something, right? I was umpiring, right? And I was the first to appeal. It was that one. But, you know, first over, if I remember, after tea, you know, a sweep shot's risky at the best of times. All you want to do is, I thought to myself, if they occupy the crease, i.e. just bat out the overs, they'll win the game through accumulating runs. Anyway, he's a very good player, and, you know, why he had a rush of blood and swept, I don't know. Anyway, he's out. Now, let me just quickly read to you. The last six batsmen listed on their batting lineup: Burns, naught, face one ball. Farrelly, naught, face six balls. Arthur, naught, faced two balls. Taylor, naught, faced one ball. Tim Crawes was not out, naught, not facing any balls. And Taylor, naught, faced one ball. Between them, they faced 11 balls and lost six wickets, all out 85.
And you said no hat-trick.
No hat-trick amongst it. But, amazingly enough, you've got... three players were out first ball.
Mm.
It was something that you would not write in a fairy tale.
I couldn't believe it when you told me just before the... I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah. So...
I reckon only the Redbacks could match something like that.
Hey? Well, they would be the ones that you think of.
Yeah. It's a team that comes to mind.
That it would be the team. And while we're on the BM of Barossa and Light,
yes.
One of the great innovations that they've brought in, I think we may have mentioned it, is that they've dropped the A1 reserves.
Yes.
So there's now 10 teams in A1 and 10 teams in A2. And so you had a couple of, as it were, newbies come up, including Lindock, who obviously...
Birdie make 100?
Well, what happened was Lindock played South Gawler and they really collapsed. Lindock.
Collapsed?
Collapsed.
Yep.
And they were all out for 74 and 97. South forced the outright decision.
Wow.
So that was the only outright decision of the first round. We've already discussed that Greenock beat Malalara.
Yep.
And it was good to see Ango back in town, and Greg Bain, who couldn't buy a run last year, started off the season with 113. He contributed 113 of Angerson's, 284 to beat Newry, 172, with the Gilbert Valley and Light Pass game and the Sandy Creek and Tanunda game, both drawn because the wet conditions didn't allow them to get going. Yeah. So
did the Angerson didn't win the flag last year, did they? I don't think they did they?
I think they did.
Okay. Yeah, we better look that one up for next week.
Yeah,
all
thanks,
right, Rick.
Thanks for the notice there. Yeah. That was good.
No, I was just thinking they've been a force to be reckoned with every year. Yeah. And I don't reckon they did last year, Rick.
We'll check that up and let's know.
Yeah, we will.
I actually reckon they did, and I'm not sure that they played finals last year.
Well, Tanunda should have. They were top, weren't they? And they bombed out.
Yeah, a bit like their footy.
Did they win? They win on the weekend.
Tanunda?
Yeah.
Cricket?
Yeah.
You're not listening, are you? They had a draw with Sandy Creek.
Oh, that was the wet one. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
The other exciting news was they did it, thank heavens. They, you know, they're so brave, the Redbacks. They fought out another draw.
Win. Oh, I thought they might have won.
Well, actually, funnily enough, it'd go another session and they would have lost yet again.
Travie? 100?
No,
200.
Well, I mean, after you've made all those runs in the giggle game, you can't expect first-class cricketers to continue on forever. No, he made 55 and 23.
Okay.
Sekerty got him both times. Really crowded him up a bit. He caught and bowled the first innings and basically very similar shot in the second, except he turned the bat a little bit and it went too short mid-wicket. What they did was really crowd him up with the line of the ball. Dan
Worrell, few wickets. Is he all Australian selection?
Oh, he'd be very close, I would think. but Stecker, he really can bowl.
He's quick. My word,
and,
he is.
I mean, he's not. I mean, it's wrong time, wrong place. A bit like Wayne Pryor when Lillian Thompson were around.
Right.
He would be very close to a test game if any of those go down with injury or whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's about the Shield game. Who knows what happens now? You know, maybe they go away to Perth and play them all over
again. We'll have a holiday. Oh.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is that, you know, the borders are being opened, as it were, but Victoria are playing New South Wales, I think, twice in a row to try and get some Shield cricket in. And supposedly the test match isn't that far away. But
I can't wait until the COVID virus comes back over here when they open the borders up.
Well, it's on the cards, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's only a rumour, right?
It's alleged.
Alleged rumour. But there's some talk that all the Ashes matches are going to be played in Sydney or Melbourne.
Really?
That 3-2 sort of thing because of travel and so.
Yeah.
Now, whether that it is alleged.
Okay.
So all the talk about Adelaide Oval opening up and it's going to be full house and
full
everything
house.
Else, they mightn't even get the game.
might be full of nothing.
Well, I mean, I know the media has to write about something, but the reality is that there's no Ashes fixture being announced as yet.
Okay.
And the alleged rumour is that to cover the COVID and border questions. See, part of the problem isn't just the teams, the Pommy team or the Australian team. It's all the hangers-oners.
Yeah.
It's the cameramen.
That's right.
It's the commentators. It's the press. And so, you know, it's not just a matter of carting
just
a couple
their players.
Of teams around.
I mean, and they've got about probably 40 or 50 hangers-on, like the Water Boy, the Chewy Boy, the Sprig Boy, you know.
And it's a lot more complicated. Now, we weren't necessarily going to mention it, but a classic example of just the complication is that during the Australia-India women's test match, there was no DRS system. Now, I cannot imagine playing any Ashes test series without a DRS. But the reason they couldn't have a DRS in the women's test match is that although they might have been able to get the machinery in there, they couldn't get the guys, the technical guys in. Now, that's going to apply if there's a test in Adelaide or wherever. So I watch this space because I don't think...
Perhaps you get a good umpire like yourself down there that's got an eye like an eagle, you know, that they won't need that DRS. Hey?
Oh, look, you know, modesty prevents me from commenting on that. While we're on that, though, and we've only got a minute or two...
We
but
have.
Interestingly enough, as a consequence, possibly... of the lack of DRS, I found it quite interesting in the women's test match, the contrast between two things. One, the Indian who walked. The umpire gave a not out,
yep.
And she walked, saying right, she knew she'd hit it, and she walked. Then, lo and behold, 24 hours later, the Australian captain, Melissa Healy,
yep.
is given out LBW, and she broke the bat on it. She got an inside edge. Now, in the DRS system, she probably would have gone upstairs and
yep.
got off.
Yep.
Now, all I'm saying is that there is an interesting dilemma, isn't there? I was brought up, you know, we didn't have DRS and all that, and, you know, you just thought, well, what, you win on the swings, you lose on the merry-go-round. Mm. Sometimes you're given out when you're not yep. out, and yep. sometimes you're yep. given out when... etc.
They even up.
But it was interesting to see that, and that's where personally we were just brought up never to walk.
Yeah.
Just take.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue technically that if you walk, you're disobeying the umpire's decision because
yep.
he's given you not out, and you're saying I'm going to ignore your decision.
Yeah. Well, last night, funnily enough, I was watching a bit of Pakistan versus West Indies. It was 2020.
Right. Yeah.
And the ball, one West Indian guy hit the ball right down to long on or long off, whatever, which one of it was. And the guy fielded it and threw it back, and they said, oh, it's only one run. And he next minute he's waving four. His foot was just must have just touched that rope, and he was... And he waved four, so they gave him four.
Well, it is...
He wouldn't have known.
Well, I mean, we all know that cricket is a completely unique game. I think we've mentioned before, I think it is the only game in the world where players must request for an umpire to make a decision. You can't imagine McEnroe saying, please, Mr. Umpire.
Yeah, was that in or out?
So that makes it unique.
Yeah.
But then for a player... to overrule an umpire if they walk.
Yeah.
It's just a bit,
you
know. So controversial, and I don't know that you'll ever get an answer that, I mean, I'm not necessarily in favour of DRS either, but, and, you know, because of the rules and accuracy of it. Well, I reckon...
We are running out of time.
You've got a very brief BL and
it's only a ledge, but I think it's from a very, very... It's from a couple of good sources
It's, it's in capital letters, the alleged, is it?
No, not really. They definitely gone. As I mentioned on here last week, McFarlane, Trenbath, gone.
Yes, gone.
Just a closer, you know, because they're sick of travelling up here. And
so they just didn't want the travel back.
Just around the corner.
Yeah.
So they're just going around the corner this year.
Where are they going?
Loosendale. Loosendale.
It's a long curve, that.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
There you go. Evidently, Trenbath from that way, I believe. Oh. And, so McFarlane.
How many trips to Tanunda could you fit in to get to Loosendale from Adelaide?
Be a few, wouldn't it? Anyhow, McFarlane taking out the best and fairest. Obviously, Trenbath taking out the Goal King Awards. So they're moving on.
They'll probably share the petrol costs.
The rumour is Tanunda have... they're topping up with, I believe, a couple of Sturt players, I believe, probably through Sammy Calhoun, I gather.
Yep.
Ruckman and a forward, I believe, they've approached.
Oh, there you go.
So there we go.
And we've comfortably got back to football. Listen to this. Now, this, a very good friend of mine sent these along. Quotes from obviously highly intelligent footballers or ex-footballers and commentators. And Dermy Brereton seems to get his fair share, and I'll just run through a couple of them. Fantastic. All from Dermy. He scored that goal after only 22 seconds, totally against the run of play. That kick was absolutely unique, except for the one before it, which was identical.
Very good, isn't it?
Either side could win it, or it could be a draw.
Really? Hell.
And just to make it lucky fourth, strangely, In slow motion replay, the ball seemed to hang in the air forever, even longer.
Oh. Yeah, there's some beauties out there, isn't there?
Well, obviously, Dermy's got a PhD in commentary.
Hey, be on about bloody 300,000 or 400,000 a year.
There you go.
Quickly to my bowls mates that listen in. Yes. There won't be any bowls. We're at 20-odd minutes already.
Right.
So we'll cover them next week. I'll get a few, little rumours out on the bowls. We did have a win, though, Rick.
Oh,
we
good.
Played Rosewater,
good,
beat
good,
them.
Good. To your bowls friends, I'll just say Phil came in with no notes for that.
What's so normal? That's normal.
So that explains everything. I'll write down bowls for next week now, I promise, for you guys, all right? Okay, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.